Hello.
Hello, my name is Dorothy. Returned a call from Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purpose. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Speaking.
How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I was wondering, someone was telling me that I've been out of work since May the 9th, on leave, medical leave. And I'm not getting paid. And someone was telling me I could draw my unemployment for. Can I draw my unemployment for medical leave?
I do apologize, ma'am. With the claims on the line, we do not make the final decision about your claim. If you call to file a claim, I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. But I
Yes,
don't,
ma'am.
we don't make the final decision concerning your employment.
Yes, ma'am, I'd like to file a claim.
Okay. I can assist you with that. Give me just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
May I have your social security number, please?
421-962263.
For security purposes, can you please repeat your social security number?
421-962263.
All right, thank you. May I have your first and last name?
Monica Lackey.
And Monica, can you verify your date of birth for me, please?
10/12/1975.
And may I have your mother's maiden name? When we ask for her maiden name, we ask for
Baker.
her last name that's on her birth certificate.
Baker.
Okay. And do you have a driving license?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have your license number?
6023741.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay, we have to go over a fraud acknowledgement with you.
Ma'am.
We have to go over a fraud. Is it anywhere that you can move away from the noise that's in your background?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay. I have to go. We have to go over the fraud acknowledgement with you. You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud.
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you worked since the last time you filed, since you last filed an unemployment compensation claim?
No, ma'am.
What was the reason for you have a break in your claim between now and the last time you filed your claim?
Not understanding. Are you talking about the last time I received the claim when I filed, or?
No, the last, it said, have you worked since you last filed an unemployment compensation claim?
No, ma'am, because of medical problems.
Okay. Did you since you filed a claim back in July? Mm-hmm. Did you report any type of wages?
No, ma'am.
Have you went back to work?
No, ma'am.
Did you file weekly certifications?
No, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and needs only to file for TA benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And may I have your first name?
Monica.
Spell it for me, please.
M-O-N-N-I-C-A.
Do you have a middle initial that you want to use?
M.
Your last name?
Lackey.
Spell that for me, please.
L-A-C-K-E-Y.
Has your name changed since your last file?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked on a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
May I have your phone number begin with your area code?
256. 493-6815.
Thank you. And what state is your license issued from?
Alabama.
And verify your date of birth.
10/12/1975.
And Monica, can verify your race.
White.
Are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Verify your gender.
Female.
Monica, what is the highest grade you completed in school?
11.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Yes, ma'am, right now.
May I have your residential address? I just need your full and complete street address only.
102 Recon Mobile Home Park.
Okay, hold on just a moment. Is there an additional address information like apartment number or building number or unit number?
Ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay. You city?
Talladega.
Your zip code?
35160.
Is your mailing address same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
I have 102 B Brecon, Brecon, mobile home. You said mobile home park?
Yes, ma'am.
Talladega, Alabama, 35160. Is that information correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your last occupation?
Stocker at Walmart. That's where I'm employed at now. And before that was Stratosphere Quality.
No, I just need to last your last occupation. And that was
Walmart as a stocker.
Are you looking for work in your usual occupation as a stalker?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going back to work after I have back surgery.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Monica, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm supposed to go back the 15th, but my doctor's, she doesn't want me to go back until after I have my back surgery. Now, my employer didn't give me no date to come back. No.
Okay. No, it said, did your employer?
No, ma'am. She did not. They did not.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
No, ma'am.
In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be able and willing to accept work during the hours, days, and shifts normally worked in the trade or industry for which your past experience or training qualifies you. What is your reason that you're unavailable to work all shifts?
Because I have two small children and I have nobody to watch them, so I have to work third shift.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am.
Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? In other words, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you?
No, ma'am, not with my back.
Okay. Important note, if sickness or injury prevents you from working on a job for which you are qualified, based on your past experience and or training, benefits can be denied until such time that you can provide proof that you are able to work. So what is the reason that you're not able to work?
Because I got my vertebrae, my bones, and my back are grinding together, and
so you got
causing pain.
So you got physical injury.
Yes, physical injury.
Monica, How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
15 to 20.
I can only put one answer. Which one you want?
15.
What is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
$13.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Did you work solely on a commission basis?
No, ma'am.
Do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or received workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or received a pension from an employer
no,
you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you available to? Are you available for and seeking work in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
You indicated earlier that you have not worked since the last time you filed a claim for unemployment compensation. Please verify your answer. No, I have not worked since the last time I filed a claim for unemployment compensation. Yes, I have worked since the last time I filed a claim for unemployment compensation.
I have not.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in a time between April the 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
No, ma'am.
This is your payment option. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
If you approve for benefits, you have option to receive your payment, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments. There are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I have y'all's card.
You want to keep the state?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Have you received it or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Have you received it or do you expect to receive any vacation pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you received it or do you expect to receive any sick pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you received it or do you expect to receive any holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or received a pension other than Social Security from an employer? Have you applied for or received a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
I hear a baby in the background. Is that your baby?
It's my grandson.
How old
my
is
daughter's he? Baby. He's 7 months.
Oh, okay.
I got a 5-year-old and a 6-year-old. And my 6-year-old was at home when his lip knots is swollen up real bad.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that.
And he's running a high fever, 103, 104.
Oh, wow. That's you got to take care of it, though.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's why I'm trying to hurry up and get this back surgery done so I can do more.
Okay. And, Monica, are the answer that you have given me correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You are certifying that your answer are true and accurate and that the law provides penalty for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefit. We match the earning you provided with wages reported by your employer. False answer can result in overpayment and a fraud penalty. You certify by entering your full name that all your answers are true and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I just need you to state your name for me, please.
Monica Lackey.
And spell that for me, please.
MONNICALACKEY.
Verify your Social Security number.
421-962263.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Please submit the following information. Which of the following corporation have you ever been associated with? Autobahn, Florida Fence, People Working, SSI, none of the above.
None of the above.
Which of the following corporation have you ever been associated with? Independence Benefit Service, Musical Legends, Primity Pine, T&R Transportation, none of the above.
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 18 Dixie Circa, 2046 Ashland Highway, 4120 Blue Spring Road Northwest, 6417 Applewood Court, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
2046 Ashland Highway.
Which of the following streets have you never lived on or used as your address? Have you ever lived on Green Lane? Oh, God.
Yes.
Have you ever lived on 2046 Alabama Highway 77?
Yes.
Have you ever lived at 67040 State Highway 77?
Yes.
Have you ever lived at Inland Drive Northeast?
No.
Which of the following city does Billy Halaki currently live or own property? Ashland, Alabama. Gordondale, Alabama. Memphis, Alabama. Chicago, Alabama. None of the above. I'm not familiar with this person.
Ashland, Alabama.
Okay, the next three questions here, you state your answer as either I agree or I disagree. Your next three questions, you will state your answer as either I agree or I disagree. You are hereby filing an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama.
I agree.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge.
I agree.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant's benefits handbook.
I agree.
Alabama Department of Labor Internet Claim Application, closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirement effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Center or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined. It has instructions regarding your eligibility and how to file your required week certification. Failure to follow the instructions listed in the booklet could cause that denial your benefits. Monica, the process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a weekly certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claim uses calendar weeks that begins on Sunday, ends on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant's portal. You will click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage or by telephone. Toll-free telephone number is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made starting on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday, August the 18th, and by 5 p.m. on Friday, August the 23rd, 2024. Whether you file online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions and information are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. Exception to work search requirements are made for the following. If you're an active union member who has submitted proof of good standing with their union. Employee who are on a verified short-term layoff claims just attended a director's approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work cert exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line, 800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our finding. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employee more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contact them, but the employer later began hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Monica, do you have any questions concerning your closing statement?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Your confirmation number is 498-006-605. Your confirmation number is 498-006-605.
Okay.
Your 4-digit PIN number is 2018. 2018 is your 4-digit PIN number.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for submitting. Reopen your claim. Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.